Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christina Cavanaugh is here. Christina is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends now for 15 years. Christina is an expert in organization and communication. She's helps people put their best foot forward from speaking, presentations. She is the author of one of our favorite books, Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox, which we helped her launch a while back. It still rings true today, everything in this book. She's our good friend, Christina, joining us all the way from Toronto. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back, Christina. So one of the things that I want to talk about is something that you pointed out recently, and that is, how do we really tell if we're being more productive? Is it too soon, I should say? Is it too soon to say that we've been more productive working from home, and therefore we should think about this being something permanent? This could take more than a month or a year to determine if this is really a good thing, won't it?
Well, for sure. I mean, productivity is defined in different ways. Have we been more productive? I would suggest not. I think that we've changed certain inefficiencies. We've allowed technology to come to the forefront in certain aspects, like in law, financial or investment services, real estate,
right,
places where you needed to have face-to-face signatures and meetings.
Right.
Now that's all been replaced with technology.
Right.
So that's a good thing, and that's not going to go away. But, you know, as far as are we going to be working from home on a permanent basis, I'm going to suggest not. I believe that when we are able to go back to work, we will. And we'll do that because we want to be somewhere other than our house. We want to be in another location and turn on our workplace productivity somewhere else.
Well, especially if you're in an apartment, if you're in a three-bedroom, two-bath rancher, you know, jammed up in a neighborhood, and you got nowhere to go to look. You know, that's your view all 24/7 all the time. One thing that I keep pointing out, Christina, as you know, is we're a generation of living humans who've never had no other generation has ever had to do what we're doing. And that's transition as analog beings from an analog world into a digital world. No other generation of living humans have ever had to make this kind of a shift. And we still don't know how we're going to turn out with this. What do you think?
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, we are evolving. And, you know, as we evolve, we create efficiencies in certain pockets and effectiveness in others, but we also still have an inherent drag which affects our productivity. So now we may be working faster because technology has replaced certain things, but we still have the inherent situations where our non-productive time is now spent serving the technology to make sure that the technology is working.
Right, exactly.
There's always something. And if you also look, if you're looking at productivity at a macro level, just look at the GDP, the gross domestic product for North America. And I actually looked at that chart yesterday, just wanting to look at the last 20 years. And on average, even though there have been peaks and valleys, on average, we are not more productive than we were 20 years ago. Our output hasn't changed.
I believe that. But the other thing I think we have to look at, just as we won't know for 5 years minimum how our response to diseases like cancer and other kind of diseases have been hampered by this coronavirus pandemic. We won't know the result of all that for 5 years. We won't know, I think, maybe for that long. We'll need that kind of a view of a perspective to see whether we were really as productive as we thought we were, and how that landed on the human beings. Because if you think about it, you know, when you work from home, you're 24/7, right? I mean, you're never more than 3 feet away from your work, and which email is something we're going to talk about in a little bit. You got email all the time. You got a ding going on all the time, and that's just the spam, right? And I guess my point is, just because we all threw in here and did the best we could in the adrenaline rush of saving ourselves and our company during this pandemic, that doesn't mean that there wasn't a subliminal cost, almost a sub-frequency cost of this to ourselves as analog humans. What do you think?
Yeah, well, there's actually, it's not even subliminal. It's more overt. Humans aren't machines.
Right.
And, you know, whereas you can have a machine going at, technically you can have a machine going at 100% capacity 100% of the time, but the reality is it's peaking at about 83%. Mm-hmm. But with humans, we need different stimuli, and mm-hmm. we cannot be productive for long periods of time without a break. I mean, we need sleep,
right.
And outside of sleep and other stimulation, we'll be lucky if we can get the, you know, 8 to 10 hours of solid productivity mm-hmm. From us. But unless they sort of plug some kind of wire to our brain to make us be more productive longer, we're still going to have, you know, the same issues as you mentioned.
Well, that's right. And of course, the only reason I said subliminal is because we're still, many of us are still trying to, you know, we're sprinting in this adrenaline phase, but without realizing what the toll it's taking on us, and we may not know that for a while. And I think that's the reason why, for a long time, this last year, I've been trying to talk to people about, notice whether you're losing your culture. How's your culture doing with everybody working from home? What do you think, Christina?
Yes, notice a lot of things. Like, one of the things that I point out to people who talk to me about this is that you need to really set boundaries, your own boundaries on things like what separates you from work versus family versus entertainment.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back after the break. And you're going to help us set some email boundaries, especially our good friend Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.